If the court approves the new rule, it would make Wisconsin the first state in the country to adopt it. It was proposed a year ago by the American Bar Association in response to the rising number of people exonerated by DNA and other evidence over the past 10 years. At a hearing in Madison yesterday, prosecutors sought to soften the rule to ensure it didn't require them to undertake costly investigations they don't have funds to pursue. Pat Kenny is on the board of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association.
Most prosecutor offices in this state are very, very small and have modest resources. Less than 10% of the 71 offices in this state employ independent DA investigators.
That struck a chord with Supreme Court Justice Pat Rogensack. She urged her colleagues not to approve a rule that would place an undue burden on prosecutors as long as they make a reasonable effort to make sure a wrongful conviction is investigated and the defendant released.
I have a concern with putting them in a position where they would be in violation of their ethical obligations as lawyers for not doing something that they really are just not able to complete on their own.
But defense attorneys at the hearing argued that prosecutors should be required to be just as diligent in correcting a wrongful conviction as they are when they carry out investigations to convict someone in the first place. The court is expected to adopt the new rule before the end of the year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.